Hey, what's up? It's The Drive with Sam Piper, ESPN Radio 93.5. Derek Piper, Lante, Kyle Tosk. Good to see you guys again.
Rondo's retiring?
Rajon Rondo?
Yeah.
He hasn't been retired? The last time anybody saw him.
That's a headline. Rondo says he's retired from NBA. Quote, I'm done. Has he played forever?
I think you've been done, buddy. Let's see.
How good was
21-22 was his last season with the Cavs.
That's so funny.
I remember it well. I don't actually.
I am such the guy that just comes in, pulls up a headline, and reacts immediately. Like when I told Kyle that the Cubs had traded for some guy, and he's like, that was 4 months ago. Mm. I'm like, oh. Well, I just want to let you know that that happened.
Has Tony Romo retired?
I think
not from broadcasting. I mean from playing quarterback.
When you start doing Skechers commercials, I think that means you're retired for good. So Rondo will probably do that next.
Get it?
Have you ever worn those?
I don't think I've had a pair of Skechers before, no.
Do you know anybody that owns those? I'm not trying to rip on Skechers or give them a commercial right
Send
now.
Send my dad a text. You know, it's usually thought to be like a dad shoe, right?
That's what I'm thinking. I'm in right now in that zone. Like, I'm literally at 53, drink. I'm in that Skechers zone. So maybe my next purchase, although did I tell you what I did with these Nikes that I bought? I'm giving everybody love. Adidas, Converse, let's just throw them all out there. Under Armour. I bought these because they're
Starberries.
Right. They kind of have an Illinois theme. You know, it's the orange swoosh.
Yeah.
And so they fit. I liked them, so I went ahead and ordered another pair. So I got shoes now for the next 2 years. Because as I mentioned one day, I wear a pair of shoes for like a year. And whereas my kids have like 18 pair, and they're like, Dad, they last longer if you don't wear them constantly for a year. And I'm like, well, that doesn't seem like something a dad would do. So the Skechers are at least 3 years down the road for me. But by then, I'll be 55, 56. That's definitely Skechers.
Target area.
Boom.
Target range. A Muhammad listener on the U of I Atlanta Link text line says, I'm wearing Skechers right now.
Okay. Are they comfortable? I want to know. I mean, are they comfortable? Are they like something you can wear to church? You know, they're kind of a good-looking shoe, right?
Can be, I think.
I mean, I watch these shows now, like ESPN or March Madness, any kind of a sports thing, and it seems like they've got a suit on with tennis shoes. Is that what they are? Are they tennis shoes, or are they just like, they're kind of a cool...
I think tennis shoes.
Okay. I didn't know if maybe we made dress shoes now that just appeared to be tennis shoes. And I'm like, I like the look. I like the look.
There are nicer looking,
yeah,
quote-unquote, tennis shoes.
Yeah. What was it? Were anybody in a suit at the, besides the guys for like TBS, CBS, all that? Was anybody else in a suit?
I always
suit?
Find that interesting, right? Werner wore a sport jacket.
Oh, wow.
For the Elite Eight game. I did not do that.
Okay.
I saved that for the Final Four, although who am I kidding? Ooh. You think I'm going to walk around in a sport coat in Phoenix? No. The only time I put on those are when I go on WCIA. So,
right.
TV guys. But yeah, you know, national reporters break those out, it feels like.
See, I always, when I covered, I would wear a suit because we would either do a live shot before or after the game.
Did you do the suit coat with the jeans?
No, not there.
The full-on suit?
I would do the full-on.
All right.
Yep, giddy up. Unlike, you know, at the TV station when I had shorts on. And then the same white shirt that I wore every night because it had makeup on it. Why ruin others? And then I had like 4 or 5 different sports coats. I'd vary them with the tie, look a little different. Yeah, I was cool back then.
That's the thing. If Brett Behrens asked me to do the next week of the show, we ended up filming it on the road in Omaha, but he's like, are you going to wear the same suit the next week? I'm like, yeah, probably, but I'll vary the tie. He's like, that's a pro move. You don't want to have the exact same look. And I
look at you just jumping right into the professional.
Yeah, you know, I try.
I recently emceed. I know you said you had something coming out, and then we just
bounced around.
Absolutely hijacked the show with shoe talk. I enjoyed emceeing the Illinois Football Coaches High School Hall of Fame banquet, and the problem was none of my coats fit anymore because I'm just transparently saying to you, I'm just too big now. I'm too fat. So I had to go work on that. So I went to a place, and the girl measures me. And so she tells me what I am now, like blah, blah, regular. I'm not going to tell everybody how fat I am. And I'm like, I didn't know you could get to that size in a suit. She's like, oh, yeah, there's bigger. So she looks and she goes, well, we have this one. And the way she said it was almost the idea of, like, the size you're in, you're lucky we have this one. That was kind of the, that's kind of the way I took it from her. So I tried it on and it was a beautiful coat. And I sat there and I stared at the arm and it was $289. And I'm like, I don't think I want to pay that much for a coat that I'm going to wear one time and hopefully get skinnier to not wear it again. Uh-huh. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I would say it makes sense.
So
yeah.
I felt bad for her because she was probably seeing commission signs. And then I totally said no. She's like, well, I don't know that we have anything else in your size. So I found a coat. I found a coat that I was able to wear.
Nice.
All right.
I see the phone line blinging. We must be like a NIL offer from Skechers.
Ooh. Who's it going to? AJ Store?
Oh. Well, I was going to say it was for you, but you know, maybe. You never know. You never know. It's going to take a pretty penny to get AJ Store.
Oh, boy.
That's for sure.
Is that still looking good?
I mean, it's early.
Yeah, that's true.
See, for me, I'm being selfish here. I hope that it's not one he's going to wait out the NBA process.
Because
he's not on, like my buddy asked me today, is he projected anywhere to get picked? And I don't know that even like those that make mock drafts thought he would declare this year or actually legit go through the process. But ESPN, The Athletic don't have him on their mock drafts.
Okay.
I just wonder if similar to like Ray J. Dennis or some of these other guys, Matthew Meyer was another person that wasn't really thought to be picked, but he waited until after he pulled out of the draft to announce where he was going. Will it work that way or will he have a destination already set in stone in case he does? And I would imagine he does come back from the draft and go to school again. I mean, he has so much to gain.
Oh, huge.
As far as his draft stock in terms of the money he'd get in college versus what he'd get in the pros. I mean, I know that sometimes the NIL numbers that get thrown out there can be inflated or, you know, they get rumored as someone would get this, but then they sign for something else or what have you. But the number on Store is pretty darn high. Like, I would imagine Terrence Shannon came in around 750. Like, I think it was definitely more than half a mil, which he would have gotten on a two-way. I'm sure he was in the 700, 750 range.
That's crazy.
That might be a step up. I'm saying Store might get a step up from that.
Really?
Maybe. You know, you got inflation. You got.
Well, that's true. It's another year. Good Lord.
But I also just think that.
Can we sign him to a 2-year contract?
Ah, that'd be nice.
Have those come into play yet, the 2-year NIL deal?
I think so.
Instead of 750, we're going to give you a 1.2 for 2 years.
I've heard of that. I think that Hunter Dickinson had like a 2-year agreement, but they're not binding. Like,
okay.
You can't, based on the letter of the law, you can't force somebody to, you know, be pay for play, to say that you have to play these 2 years for you to get this money. So there is a little bit of a risk where I think from a legal standpoint, you could have an agreement with a company or a collective or what have you, and would they be able to take you to court, that player, if they said, well, I'll still do advertisements for you or whatever the agreement was. I'll show up at your kid's birthday 2 years in a row. I'm just not playing the second year for you guys. I already moved on to the next level. Or whatever.
Interesting.
So I don't know. It's all just inexact science as far as that goes. But
it really is.
Yeah, I think that the number on him will be very high. Okay. And you got, I think as more time has gone on, you've had more chances for these collectives to expand their reach and up their NIL overall numbers.
Is he the guy you wait on? So, for instance, Jake Davis, was that his name?
Yep.
Let's say Jake has kind of put Illinois in a little pod with three other schools. And he's like, well, I'm trying to determine here.
He had Butler. He had Minnesota interest.
DePaul, I think.
I think DePaul was in there, yep.
So, in that regard, I would assume that Illinois would probably be like, well, here's what we're giving you. Here's what we can offer. We're giving, you know, if you want to come, let's go. We're not going to sit around here for a month and wait for you, Jake Davis. I mean, you know, it's one of those.
Right, yeah, for sure.
But AJ Store, on the other hand, is he a guy? The problem there is he's so good.
Mm-hmm.
He's like the number one guy, right, on the portal, that if you wait around for someone of that caliber, then all of a sudden he doesn't come to Illinois. Now you got a major hole. You got a lot of extra
that
money left.
That was the point guard story last year.
Right, exactly. So we've been through this, as you remind me, with Ray J. Dennis.
Still got to an Elite Eight without him.
Yeah, that's true. Got further than him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And but, yeah, I mean, you'd save a lot of money.
I think that, yeah, you'd have to play the waiting game.
Yeah.
But, unfortunately, I think you'd try to convince him that you hopping on board earlier can help us build a team around you better and put you in a great position to obviously showcase your talents and also win at a high level. So we can, if you jump on board, we can sell other people to play with you. And if you wait it out, then they might wait it out and your situation might then fluctuate. So, but he has all the leverage, right?
Because yeah, totally.
He's still going to have teams saying yes, please to him in late May, just as he would early April.
Exactly. Where are all the positives of coming to Illinois? Number one, you could be the guy, right? You're sure. Losing that guy and a half, basically, right, with Shannon and Damask. So, and we hope, obviously, that Damask can somehow get a waiver. We understand that. I don't expect it.
I don't either.
I think that's the way, and I know you've written about it like that. I think that's the way you should approach it, that you probably don't expect that to happen. If it happens, wonderful. But the positive for AJ would be like, it's your ball, right? Here it is. You do what you want with it. Have fun with it to a certain degree. Let's don't get out of hand shooting 30 times a game. But I would, this would be me, feel like a negative to it would be the oddity of playing in the Big Ten again with a different team. I don't know that these guys worry about that anymore. I don't think that's something that, and obviously with all the people transferring like they do now, I think that's something that's thrown out the door. I would find that odd. If I would have played 3 years at Villa Grove and then, you know, took a portal offer from Tuscola and then had to play Villa Grove, you know, just something like that. Ooh, I wouldn't wear that Warrior stuff. Sorry, Tuscola fans. But it is funny that, like, that would be an oddity to me to have to then play Wisconsin once or twice after you just had 15,000 pulling for you and then now all of a sudden they can't stand you. But what are some other, besides NIL money, what are some other positives that in your mind, Derek, would say Illinois got a really good shot at landing AJ Store?
Well, I think you said it there with stepping into Terrence Shannon's shoes as far as the role and just the way that Illinois was able to develop him, the way they were able to develop Iodesumu. So there's now a profile and a reputation that Illinois takes talented guys and turns them into NBA-level players. So you need talent to be able to get to that destination, obviously. But I think you – obviously, as I've covered recruiting, there is a lot to be said for programs, for coaches that have just a reputation of, can they get me to the league? Can they mold me like someone like this? Like, if there was a big athletic guard, I remember a handful of years ago, Louisville was a – I want to be the next Donovan Mitchell. I want to be the next, you know, Jalen Brunson point guard at Villanova if Jay Wright comes calling, those type of things. So why wouldn't you maybe want to be the next Io or the next Terrence Shannon?
That's a good point.
At Illinois. So that's certainly something that comes into the mix for sure. Close to home. I mean, he's from Rockford, right? And then his mom still lives in the area. He's got family there and has a familiarity while the assistant coaching staff has turned over, and that was actually why he opened up his recruitment, because he primarily built his relationship with Jim Coleman, but he's familiar with Brad Underwood, so there's a little bit of already a foundation there. And I do agree with you, because it's played out this way at times where a player maybe liked a situation across a certain conference and could have went there, but they didn't want to stab the coach that recruited him in the back or just make an awkward situation. Like, even like, I think that Hunter Dickinson at Michigan, probably in his mind, even if he, like, say, wanted to go to Illinois or wanted to go to Indiana or what have you, Indiana could have used another big last year. like, I don't think he wanted to do that to Juwan Howard and didn't want to do it for himself to walk back into that building and face all the stuff that he would get. So the difference with Store, in my opinion, is like, you know, he was ended up being a 1 year rental for Wisconsin.
Sure.
He wasn't recruited by Greg Gar, didn't build like a 2-3 year relationship out of high school with them and that whole type of thing. Originally went to St. John's, then credit to Wisconsin by prioritizing him and getting him.
Right.
So I'm not saying he doesn't have roots there, but it's a little bit less of a deal to move away from them into a conference foe, I think, for a 1 year situation than maybe if it was more of a longer-term relationship out of high school.
I mean, that would be the weird thing, right, is that if Terrence Shannon would have played his junior, well, whatever, his 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't even know what he was, a senior, and then he got a COVID senior, year. Yep. So if he would have played at Illinois like he did 2 years ago and then decided to transfer to Duke or somewhere, Connecticut, whatever, mm-hmm. yep. pick a school, how would you feel, Illinois fans, about that? Because that's what Wisconsin fans are going to feel like with Storr. Because while he didn't this – well, maybe he did this year leave the kind of numbers that Shannon did 2 years ago. I mean, it'd
his
probably,
numbers are great.
It'd probably be close, right?
17 points a game.
Whew.
43% shooting, 32 from three. Not fantastic, but I'd say Shannon's numbers last year were probably there about 16 points a game or so.
Okay. So that's the weird part to look at it from an Illinois perspective. Illinois has lost guys in the portal. Obviously, Epps is the guy that comes to mind after a pretty good freshman year. So you kind of had that thought of, well, why is he leaving? And I would assume that's what Wisconsin fans would be like, well, why are you leaving? I mean, and Wisconsin right now on paper is better than Illinois next season. Right? They got that's Hepburn fair. Back. Wall
especially
was gone.
Wall's gone. Crowell's back.
Yeah.
Blackwell's back.
Yeah. So, and then if they didn't, Klesman is back, right?
I think I read that
he's back.
Is that right? Jeez.
I know. Maybe Kyle could effort that. Or Derek,
I mean, especially if they kept Storr, they'd be better. Well, I mean, if they kept Storr,
no
they
doubt.
Might be one. They'd probably be second to Purdue in terms of uh-huh. favorites. Although it would be interesting to see how Purdue actually is post-Zach Edey.
I agree.
Klesmet does have one more.
Okay.
All right. Then, yeah, they're going to be a pretty solid
squad. And again,
squad.
I'm talking on April 2nd,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Wisconsin is a hell of a lot better shape than Illinois is next year.
Sure.
When it comes to a basketball team. So if you're AJ Storr right now saying, well, gosh, I'd rather stay at Wisconsin, we could win the Big Ten. But Illinois is going to get a lot better. And obviously a move like Storr would make them 10 times better.
No doubt.
Yeah.
And I think that it's interesting kind of just – and there's always like sour grapes that happen when a player leaves. You always kind of hear the dirt on a certain guy.
Right.
And it's like, oh, was he great in the locker room? I do think there were times, especially their last game, where – I don't know if it was just him being shell-shocked of how good that James Madison defense was and how poorly he was playing in that game. But it did kind of look like also – I was like, well, if you go back and watch – not that anybody would want to around here, watching the Loyola game and the look on Io's face when he was facing that Loyola defense. There's some of that as well. On the note of Io, I brought it up, I think, yesterday, but go with me on this in terms of sophomore year stats. Again, AJ Storr, 17 points per game. He shot 43% from the field, 48 from two, 32 from three.
Gee,
let's look at Io. 17 points a game, 48% from the field, 55% from two, 30% from three.
Okay.
They're very, very similar in terms
wow.
of scoring stats. Now, Io a little bit more, or a lot a bit more, I should say, as a facilitator. That's one criticism I think that Storr gets. Now, he wasn't put in that situation at Wisconsin to
right.
make other people better. It's Chucky Hepburn with the ball, and he's kind of more of that spot up and then athletic rim attacker that they've been lacking here recently. That's another thing. When I watch Storr, like, we saw what – I'm not saying he's going to be Terrence Shannon because that's just another level of
right.
overwhelming athlete. But Storr is
very athletic.
Powerful and explosive and can put you on a poster. And that's something that Illinois can really tap into and say, hey, we had somebody in that realm or just had a plus athlete and turned him into just like a slasher and a spot-up guy into somebody that could do – even more and get more out of the game as they did with Terrence this past year.
I think that's a great point. AJ Storr's bigger than you think. When you watch him on the court, he's a big dude. I think that's cool you bring up the comparison to Io. The one difference with Io that'll always be is that Io was kind of the face of bringing this program back
of
to
course.
Us, right?
Yeah, of course.
And AJ wouldn't be that guy because
right.
the program's already there. You're just continuing it. But when you look at the stats, that's incredible that you just reeled off basically the same stat line. A little bit better shooting from three for Storr, better shooting from Io from two.
Mm-hmm.
And Io probably had a few more assists.
Yeah, more assists, yeah.
Defensively, probably Io a little bit better, but Storr can crack you down, I guess, if he needs to. By the way, Dirk, the question that you ask is not a dumb question. If you enter the portal, can you go back to the same school? Yeah. So Dane could do that. He could still return to Illinois. You're just basically opening it up. It's like a free agent in baseball. You could test the waters, and then you could always go back to where you were.
It's true. You're kind of the one thing that matters is you're taking away the responsibility from the school. Now they don't owe you anything. Like, they don't have to continue your scholarship.
Got it.
They don't have to take you back if you go into the portal. Now, someone like, if you're a good player, you don't necessarily have to worry about that.
Right.
But other than that, there's really no rules in college basketball anymore. So I would just operate on that assumption, and then someone will fill you in. No, actually, there is a rule for that. You can't do that. I've joked with people, like, I can't wait till somebody sues the NCAA for saying, how dare you say that I only get 4 years of eligibility?
Yeah,
Who are you to say that I can't be Van Wilder and take 8 years to go through school, or maybe I want 4 degrees?
I've never thought of that.
And why can't I earn my living? Because look, you're taking away my earning potential. I'd be a lot worth a lot more in NIL than I would be, you know, going over to Russia to play basketball.
Exactly.
No offense, Trent Frazier. I'm just waiting for that day.
That is a good point. I've never thought of that. It'll happen at SIU first, because somebody's going to be like, no, I want to be down here 8 years. I mean,
right.
I saw it.
Yeah,
I saw it personally happen with friends. That
Kay's going to be in high school, and SIU is going to show up and to recruit him, be like, well, we really like you, but, you know, we're wondering if this 33-year-old has one more year in him. The knees are shot, but, you know, he's a good player, and he's got
the Larry Bird mullet.
He's had
it since he was four.
Cade or this guy at SIU?
Oh, well, yeah.
Maybe Cade does.
Yeah, Cade for sure. Speaking of that, by the way, like James Harden, I want to see him without his beard. I want to see Chucky Hepburn without that hair.
Mm.
I want to see a haircut for Chucky Hepburn, just to see what he'd look like. Seems like he'd be quicker.
You think so?
He's not very quick. Like, I think it's just because he's got all this hair up here.
That's a lot of hair.
Slowing him down, you know?
With the blonde in it, the blonde streak in it.
Right. You know? Yeah, I don't know. I just thought of that. Store and Boswell, are they buddies, Kylan?
I'm not sure on that. I know that Store and Marcus Hill, point guard from Bowling Green, are buddies, both from Rockford. Hill is a guy that's also in the portal, 20 points a game for the Bowling Green Eagles, I believe.
Okay.
Really good downhill point guard, didn't shoot it from three very well. There's some rumblings out there that they want to play together, and some have gone as far to say they're like a package deal. I haven't heard that, maybe from enough of a concrete source to say that that's exactly factual, that you have to get one to get the other, or that whole type of deal. But I do know they're close, and that I'm sure Store would be interested in playing with him.
I mean, that's the next thing, right? Now the guys get together like in the NBA and make a team.
True.
You know, on a serious note, seriously, because I hardly am ever serious, this is why when you're in the recruiting process of a player, you always keep it real. You always keep it good.
Of course.
Right? And if A.J. Store goes to St. John's, you don't tear that bridge down, especially if it's closer to home. Like, I feel like, you know, in the past, what's always been the big argument? I know we got to shut up here in a minute, get Joey Wagner on. We're going to talk to him about we got him next hour. My fault. That was my fault. Joey Wagner next hour to talk Illini women's hoop, playing for a WNIT championship tomorrow night.
BIT.
Sorry, that's my fault. But it's one of those where it used to be my argument was always, why won't these Chicago kids come to Illinois? Like, we keep losing, you know, and then obviously we've had some in the past. Don't get me wrong. Io being a great example of that. But like Terrence Shannon, you lost, right?
Yeah.
And then it's almost as though where that used to be, it seemed like a weird minus that you couldn't get the Chicago kids because it was almost like they don't want to come downstate. They want to go somewhere else and kind of make their mark. Where it almost seemed like it was a minus in the past, it's almost like a positive now. Like, okay, they kind of want to come play at home. And maybe Terrence Shannon, I'm not sure how much of that had anything to do with Terrence Shannon coming to Illinois. But
doesn't hurt.
I don't think it hurts either. And like you said with AJ Store and his mom being able to, I mean, as a parent, I would want to. That's why it's incredible that the Damask family attended every game this year, everywhere. And can you imagine how easy it would have been for them just to go to Wisconsin and say, would you please take Marcus? Because we can travel an hour and go to every, you know, half of his games are within an hour of here. As opposed to traveling 4 hours down to Illinois for a home game, I would think as a parent that would be a pull for me. But obviously, the kid has to make the decision. on where they're going. But I don't know. In a weird way, does that make sense? It's almost as though where Illinois is located, where the University of Illinois is located geographically, whereas it seemed like it used to be a minus, now could almost be a positive that if you don't get them that first time, then maybe down the road, these kids from the Chicago area, and we know there is always a ton of Chicago area talent, could maybe one day, was as they get older in college and maybe things become a little more important to them than just the shine of putting on a Duke uniform or whatever, maybe when they mature a little bit to where they say, you know what, I could go home, play for my home state, my parents could come to every game, I could get a steak dinner every time they're in town, plus a full shopping cart full of food. You know, I don't know. In a weird way, it's almost like now it's a positive.
Yeah, no, I think that's right for sure. Anybody that wonders what the value is probably could ask Io's family, who was at every game and had not only his parents, but, you know, his sisters were there. And
perfect.
Just how much joy they had in watching him. And yes. I know that that meant a lot to Io, just to know that his family could be at those games. And that's a big plus for some people who are especially tight with their family. I know that ultimately you got to find the right fit.
Right. Like
you got to
go
somewhere that's going to be beneficial for you as a player, get on the floor, have the right role, development, all those type of things. And a lot of recruits always say that matters more than location ultimately, but it is a nice, at the very least, a luxury to have the family there. I think it does work both ways in terms of maybe guys that went for the blue blood, went for Kentucky or Duke or whatever, but it also could work for the
Jaden Shute,
the players that maybe you didn't quite push for.
Yeah.
And sometimes that can be delicate because that could rub somebody the wrong way. Like, oh, they should have taken me out of high school the first time. But, like, I even think before we had this portal where, like, Revonte Rice.
Ah.
Who went to Drake.
Yep.
And then ends up coming back to Illinois. Or Trent Meacham, who goes to Dayton, ends up coming back to Illinois. You could have, you know, what if Ty Pence kills it at Illinois State? Or what if Phoenix Gill doesn't go to Illinois the first time but then goes somewhere else and then shows that he's able to play at the Big Ten level and has some and in some situations some of those players are probably better off for going to a mid-major level to get more playing time, to get more experience, and then show the high major level if they want to go that way they can play there. So I think it could work that way too on that.
Those are great points. That's a really great point. Yeah, it's interesting when you look at it. And of course I could see my son Andrew saying, well, Dad, that school that's a little bit further away is offering me $100,000 more, so you deal with it. I ain't giving up $100,000.
Get you a nice condo.
Right? Yeah, I'm like, aren't you going to buy your dad a condo? Uh-huh. No? Okay. All right. Then I'll stay at the cheap hotel on the edge of town. But no, yeah, I can totally see how that's where the NIL – that whereas – if there was any kind of a heart tug in the past, maybe there's still a little of that, but it's truly all about the money. For the big, you know, for the big,
you've got to have the money for the
correct
the big players.
The heart is not going to direct over money when it comes to that, because, and I don't blame them.
They're business decisions for sure.
Absolutely. At a young age to where you could, if you could get ahead $250,000 in life as a senior in college, instead of going behind, which is what we all did in college.
Yeah.
I mean, I just went in debt, essentially. I wasn't ahead $250 when I left Southern, maybe $250. But, you know, if you told me as a senior at Southern, I could go broadcast for ESPN and they're going to pay me $250,000 for me to go broadcast 30 times, I mean, I'm doing it. And what a way to emerge from college with it, you know, with that, as long as you don't spend it all.
Yeah. You know what's a fun?
It's a lot of dollar beer at Sticks.
You know what's kind of a fun and interesting exercise is trying to use what I seem to have a grasp of Illinois' NIL purse.
Yeah.
And then trying to say, would give this, build Illinois' roster. Not necessarily with names, but say,
I see what you're saying.
I'd give $750 for the Terrence Shannon replacement on the wing, and I'd give $500 for a point guard. And how do you divvy all that up to make it work? We were kind of discussing that on the road.
This?
We could tackle that a little
bit. How about
bit.
After a break? Because I know Kyle's already given us the look. I don't know if you've noticed it, Eric. I noticed the look as he stares at me. It's kind of weird, like stalker, creepy.
Kind I've of lost that kind of like that QB peripheral a little bit because I haven't been in this chair.
See, I need to. I made the wrong decision back in the day to come to this chair because now Kyle just stares me down. I'd like to get Kyle's input on that too. But what we could do is like you said, without maybe mentioning names, although whatever.
Yeah, I mean, we could use examples. Yeah,
of just kind of what Illinois needs. You know, if we could all three agree of the four main things they need. Like in order, mm-hmm. and then how much money do you put to each? I think that'd be a cool exercise.
Let's do it.
I like that.
If you want to weigh in, you can. 217-359-2255 on the U of I Illini Lake text line. We'll talk to Joey Wagner, 4:30. Illini women advancing to the WBIT finals. Also, if for those who are catching, I'm sure a lot of you out there, Caitlin Clark and company beating LSU. I think me personally, I like to see that. I don't mind rooting for Caitlin Clark. I know it's Iowa, so
I enjoyed it.
Gag a little bit on that.
I think it was awesome to see her and
Angel Reese
just. Yeah. Go, I mean, look, I think that we try to make it more of an issue than it is. And Angel Reese even said, I don't hate her. I mean, we're competitors.
Sure.
And I think that's awesome. Those are two great competitors. Reese got the better of her last year. Clark gets the better of her this year. But Clark still hasn't gotten the ring. But, yeah, I mean, listen, you give me more Caitlin Clark games to watch, I'm in. Because I enjoy watching them.
No doubt.
And the rest of that Iowa team is good.
It is, yeah. And they're going to have a big matchup with UConn in the Final Four.
How about that? Geno, man, making it back to the Final Four. And then, of course, South Carolina's just sitting there waiting, right?
That's right.
As the prohibitive favorite this. I know they were minus 200, I saw, that to win the national title. Iowa was like plus 300. To kind of give you an idea, UConn was like plus 600, and then NC State, who happens to be in the Final Four, both men and women, they were like plus 1,300. So I don't think they're but who knows?
What a ride if you're in Wolfpack Nation over there. Wow. Jeez.
No doubt.
Did they win, was it 4 games in 4 days or 5 games in 5 days in the ACC tournament? Kyle probably knows this.
That's a
4?
Kyle.
5.
5?
They had to play on Tuesday as the 10 seed against Louisville. And they were down at half to Sky Clark and Louisville in the first game.
Wow.
Why do you know that?
I was on spring break just watching basketball all week.
I mean, this is starting to scare me now, Kyle. I think Kyle might be in – what do you call this new thing that they're making?
Talking about he's like AI generated?
Yeah, AI. I think he's an AI generated robot. And we just ask him something and he answers it. Like I could ask him what's the most popular vacuum to buy right now. And he'd be like, well, I was reading an article the other day and it's the Stringomatic 100. I'd be like, what the hell? How do you know that?
The sports side, I know he knows that. I don't know about
Derek knows
and whatnot.
10 times more than I do. And he was like, was it 4 or 5 games? Kyle knows that it was 5 games and they were down at half.
To a T. Yep.
And Sky Clark had 14 points, 6 assists, and he had 3 turnovers. Yeah. Man, I'm telling you, I think he's AI.
Could be.
I think I'm going to retire. This is creepy.
Before we get out of here, I want to get your guys' takes on some baseball. I actually got to sit down last night and enjoy a little bit of Cardinals baseball.
That was nice.
Kyle Gibson pitched well. Cubs, obviously, is it Imanaga?
Yes.
Imanaga. With 6 innings and a bunch of Ks, only allowed 2 hits. So let's talk some baseball before we get out of here. But, yes, when we return, let's dive into Illinois' NIL salary cap. And just hypothetically speaking, see what position would you prioritize the most money to? How would you work out Illinois' needs? And we'll get to that next. Sweet. This is The Drive.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at kelseyfurniture.com. That's kelseyfurniture.com.
BMW, Buick, GMC, Honda, and Subaru. Welcome to Sarah Champagne. We can handle all your car repairs on site, including paintless dent repair, bumpers, windshields, everything in between. We have an amazing selection of new or pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Shop from home and buy online or reserve your vehicle before it hits our website or dealership. Sarah Champagne is home of the Sarah One Price Promise, delivering an honest and transparent buying experience. Hurry in or shop online at sarahchampagne.com.
Illini pizza fans, great things come from Jet's Pizza. Detroit-style pizza is one of them. Freshly made dough pressed into steel pans inspired by the Motor City. Topped with premium mozzarella, Mama Jet's secret sauce, fresh toppings, then baked to the thickest, crispiest, cheesy crunch. Want Detroit-style proof? Order Jet's famous 8-corner pizza. It's 8 pieces of crispy, crunchy, and cheesy to the edge pizza. Right now, get $5 off an 8-corner pizza at regular menu price. Online code 8SAVE. Jet's Pizza. Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Body and Soul has everything you need to get ready for the Christie Clinic Illinois Marathon. Thursday, April 25th, it's the Green Street Mile. Friday is the 5K, and the marathon is back on the 27th. Get the personalized service you need. Your official Christie Clinic Illinois Marathon merchandise sponsor is Body and Soul. Personalized service. Body and Soul take care of you with all the gear and making sure the shoes are just right. 1317 North Dunlap Avenue in Savoy. Visit Body and Soul Sports.
The sounds of spring and the smell of flowers in the air, they all add up to Spring Green, America's neighborhood lawn care team. They become your favorite through quality service and professionalism. Spring Green will service and maintain your lawnscape with seeding, aeration, fertilizing, disease, and insect control. Over 32 years of satisfied customers reflect their commitment to Champaign-Urbana and the Mattoon-Charleston area. Call Spring Green at 217-359-2111 or online at spring-green.com.
Since Busey Bank first opened our doors in 1868, we have built upon a tradition of close relationships and broad financial capabilities. Our experienced team provides the highest level of personalized service to ensure we accomplish your goals, simplifying your wealth management and business lending needs, and ensuring a legacy for generations. Building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
I occasionally have nerve discomfort in my hands, so the things I love to do...
Let's play something, Grandma!
...became difficult as I got older.
If you have occasional stabbing and burning in your hands and feet, try Nervive Nerve Relief. Nervive's clinically studied dose of alpha-lipoic acid reduces occasional nerve discomfort in as little as 7 days with continued daily use. Say yes to healthy nerves with Nervive Nerve Relief.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Champaign Park District's Dance Arts presents Snow White the Ballet, coming to the Virginia Theater Friday, April 5th at 7 and Saturday, April 6th at 2. Experience the beautiful story of true love as it unfolds on stage. Snow White the Ballet, April 5th and 6th at the beautiful Virginia Theater. Get your $16 ticket now at 356-9063 or stop by the Virginia Theater, 203 West Park in Champaign.
Think you have to settle for mediocre car insurance to save money? Think again. It's possible to get superior coverage and still save money with Erie Insurance. Customers who switched to Erie saved up to $951. It pays to compare. Switch and save with Erie.
Your Erie agent in Champaign is Thomas and Eller's Insurance.
Annual savings based on new customers surveyed in March 2022 who reported savings when switching auto insurance. Individual premiums and savings will vary.
Back on the drive with Sam Piper, ESPN Radio 93.5. All right, let's get to this NIL exercise. How much money would you delve into for certain positions? What would be the highest dollar figure you'd give at a point guard, a big man, a scoring wing? So let me start with this for you guys.
What's my monopoly?
My understanding is that Illinois' NIL in the 2 to 2.5 mil range.
Oh, okay, I need to go get a piece of paper.
Now, if we were at Kentucky, we'd start at 7. But we are not at at Kentucky.
That's unbelievable. That's 7 million.
That's been told to me, yeah.
Wow. Are there certain players that are getting like 2 to 3 million then?
That's a good question. I'm not sure.
Wow.
I'm not sure. I think Oscar Tshiebwe 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah, he got supposedly
over a million.
Unbelievable package.
Right? Over a million for sure.
Whew.
I think Indiana's in the 5 million range. I don't know how Mike Woodson explains
none of
that.
None of that money goes to someone who can make a three.
Yeah, I don't know how he explains that roster, that team last year with like a $4.5 to $5 million payroll.
Somewhere that redheaded guard from back in the day is sitting there going, I could have made millions.
Coverdale
sitting there going, I could have made millions in Indiana. Mm-hmm. Isn't it funny though? Like, why would I understand the whole blue blood thing and I understand the history of Kentucky Wildcats basketball. Why couldn't Illinois be 7 million? You know what I'm saying? It's like we have just as many successful. Well, I didn't go to Illinois. Illinois has just as many successful alum out there than Kentucky, but that just shows you how crazy that is.
Yeah.
And their football program is pretty good now.
No doubt.
So without thinking, well, they do everything for basketball. I mean, is it Mark Stoops? He's put together a pretty stinking good program, and I assume a lot of that is with money.
Sure.
Man, that's so weird. The more the money you have, the more you're going to win, probably.
I would say that goes hand in hand, yeah.
We'll have to have a salary cap now in college sports.
Some would be arguing for that, for sure. Some would say, let's get rid of NIL. Let's just have it come out of these athletic departments' pockets.
Yeah.
And
you can only have...
You can only spend this much money.
And there has to be a low bar, like in Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
Where you have to spend so much or you get fined. It's becoming more and more like professional sports, right? So it would not surprise me in 2 years if the coaches got together or whatever. But the problem is the players would be like, well, hold on a second, but they're not a union, right?
If they just said,
okay, here's what it's going to be.
Right.
You can only spend $2 million and you have to spend over, you know, $500 if you're a Power Five.
Yeah, because at some point they're going to want, players are going to argue, okay, we're getting our name, image, and likeness through boosters and appearances and all that stuff. We're going to want a piece of that TV revenue. We're going to want a piece of the ticket price revenue, that type of thing. And, oh, by the way, what the NCAA takes in from March Madness, which they don't delve out to anyone
hundreds
than
of
themselves.
Or is it billion?
So they're... Players are not currently getting a piece of the NCAA pie or of the athletic department pie. They're getting the booster and advertising or marketing, whatever you have.
I know we're eating into our draft.
Yeah, we are.
I know, but we have the whole like next segment too.
Sure.
That's the only reason I'm kind of, you know, I'm falling back on that. Do you have any idea what Illinois as a program, and to even go further, maybe Kyle could look this up, or maybe his AI has this figured out already, like from the Big Ten Network in general, like I wonder what kind
it's probably
of
probably out there somewhere.
I wonder what kind of money Illinois Athletics makes from the Big Ten Network. Now, obviously, that's going to be then divvied up in the athletic program. It's not going to be, you know, it's not easy to say, well, Illinois made $7 million from the Big Ten Network and 5.3 went to the basketball program. You know, I mean, that's not the way it works. Or even like when you think about it, like, you know, bowl games, it used to be that if a Big Ten team went to a bowl game, then everybody made money, it seemed like, off of that.
Mm-hmm.
And with Michigan winning a national championship, I'm sure there's tiered things that the further they go, the more money the Big Ten makes, I think. It doesn't just go to Michigan. It's just amazing when you, like, you're right. And the reason I say that is because it comes back to what you just said. Eventually, kind of like your thought about, why are you limiting me to four years in college? I'm here for five or six. Eventually, these players, someone is going to be the Curt Flood, if you will, who basically invented free agency in Major League Baseball. He was the guy that kind of did it. Someone is going to take that next step to say, we want TV money. So, it's coming. Why wouldn't you?
Right, and then how can you get past, does Title IX factor in there, or do we break through that as far as you're going to give a cut of the TV money to every scholarship athlete in the athletic department, every program, or every every team that would be on
yes
one of those networks.
Yep.
Or are you going to make it to where we're just going to flat out start paying the players that are in the revenue generating sports and, right. and that whole type of thing? That's where it gets tricky. But
that's the slippery slope that I don't mind sliding down. I there's certain athletes that deserve it more than others. It's just that simple.
Of course, yeah.
And it's because the butts in the stands. Absolutely. It's that simple.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just that simple. If you hung...
Well, if we did this show and nobody listened to it, I don't think we'd get paid very much.
It's a great way to say it.
There are people who can sit in a room and turn on the microphones
yep.
and...
Yep. I mean, it's just that simple. If you hang an IO jersey up, it's going to sell more than a Dane Danger jersey. So
especially today.
Right. Although it's kind of becoming an extinct thing. So yeah, maybe you want to go get one. What would be a jersey of an Illini that you'd always want? Like, would it be IO for you?
I think so.
If I could say to you right now, I'm going to give you a throwback Illinois jersey.
Yeah. So I had a D Brown.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's hard.
I mean, that's an easy one.
You're right.
I think my first one was a 22 Kewon Garris. Oh. Like, I've got pictures when I was probably 5 years old in one of those.
Yeah. I've always said Matt Heldman was one of my favorite players.
That'd be awesome.
I just loved Matt Heldman and Corey Bradford. I mean, those two would probably be, if you could give me a throwback Illinois jersey, I'd like a Heldman and a Corey Bradford. I think that would be awesome.
Those are really good ones.
Mm.
For the chuckle, I'd like to pull up to the tailgate this fall in a Victor Chukwudebe 00.
The print is so small you can't read it. Like, what is on the back of Derek's? It's like he's got mud back there. Oh, wait, it's Chukwudebe.
What else?
Chukwudebe. Victor. Levi Cobb would be a good one. That's way back in the day. You have to ask your parents about that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I thought of that. And obviously, I know that we don't have time to do this now, so I just thought of it.
Well, let's keep on the jerseys.
I like this.
Kyle, do you have an Illinois jersey? Is there one that would be on the wish list for a throwback?
His throwback's going to be
Throwback. Yeah, my throwback is gross era players, so it's not.
You guys probably haven't heard of this guy. Brandon
the finest Paul. Collection.
Tracy Abrams.
Doesn't have to be a no-name guy.
This past 5 years has been the best part of my childhood fandom, so it'd probably have to be Iowa Kofi for me.
But see, but kind of like Matt Heldman, he wasn't like some superstar player.
Sure.
It was just that I truly appreciated the way he played.
I know.
And Corey, I loved Corey.
My buddy Jeremy Warner would be rocking to Andres Feliz.
Yes, he would.
And that'd be a good one.
Yes. And a... Who are the two? A Sidney Brown.
That's right.
Because he was, or was it Chase? One of the two, he was all over. Who was the running back? Chase.
Chase, yeah.
He was all over Chase from Western Michigan. I give Jeremy the props on that one. Like from the first time he saw him, he said, this kid's going to be something at Illinois. Yeah, you're right. You just nailed
Jeremy. I'd wear a Georgie.
Oh, yeah, that'd be a good one. Yeah, I think that.
That's
I mean,
the one my wife would want. I already know that.
I just think, like, let's say you're in a bar in Phoenix right now. Getting ready for the Final Four, and they have an Illinois bar, you know, and everybody just goes in retro jerseys. It would be so cool to know what people – is there a company that would make stuff like that? I'm sure there are.
I'm sure. Oh, a 217, Lucas Johnson.
I thought
Lon
about
said
him.
I figured you'd have a Lucas Johnson jersey.
No, I'd go with Brian just to tick Lucas off.
217 says Spoon number 12. Chris says Warren Carter.
Oh, Warren Carter.
Anthony with the Flight 33, Kenny Battle, for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. Spoon, number 12. I didn't realize Spoon was 12.
A couple votes for Olaf Blob.
Not quite as good as Uwe, but from Effingham, in way of Germany, Olaf. Steve Roth. I think he worked with the Cardinals for a while, Steve Roth. Good call there. Yeah. I think this guy, Wade. Wade texts in all the time. Sorry, Wade. He's asked about this AJ...
DeBonsta,
is that how you say it? He was really good, right?
He's the number one player in 2026 or 2025. Which one is it?
The problem with me wearing an Olaf Blob jersey now is that I look like a blob. So, like, people would be like, is he literally just wearing a name on his back that describes his body type? Like, blob.
Derek Harper, number 12. That's a good one. Number 30, Frank.
Frank figured would be a good go one in that too.
Direction. Yeah. I'd wear a Surge.
Yeah?
Surge jersey for sure.
Yeah, Frank. Oh, that's a hard. Yeah, I'd probably. Okay, I'd probably go Heldman and Frank. Sorry, Corey. Well, I got to have Corey. I got Corey? TJ Wheeler throwback.
Nice. PJ. As long as nobody pulls up in a what's the jersey not to wear?
Well,
a pods?
Yeah. Oh man, there's got to be 10 of these.
Yeah, right?
If you let me think.
I don't think a Jaden Epps jersey would look too good anymore.
Sky Clark.
Sky, yeah, that one didn't go long.
What do you do if you're out there, cuz I'm sure people bought.
I bet.
Like Sky Clark.
I bet.
Like NIL shirt or jersey?
Ooh.
Adam Miller, maybe not.
Yeah, that's another good one.
I don't think people hate him or by any means.
I think the more now I'd have Adam Miller's mom on, like that's what I'd have on the back. Adam Miller's mom. I think the more this happens now in the next like 10 years, that's where you're going to start seeing people will have easy targets to say, I'd get rid of, I'd have this guy. I wouldn't have this guy. Jeremy Richmond,
yeah.
Gosh, he always, to this day, it leaves me of what could have been. What could have been with him? Mark Smith.
Ah, that's a good one.
Ding, 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 ding.
How do we not get there?
And I do remember Scott Mintz.
The Mark Smith jersey.
Bill, nobody from the Kaufman, Michaels, Wheeler years. Now, be nice, Bill. Those are good guys right there. Tommy Michael.
I mean, wasn't old enough to
EIUAD.
Remember watching those guys.
Andy Kaufman, man. Look at his stats. That dude was incredible. He was good. I'm surprised that Bill's ripping Kaufman on like that.
Yeah. Someone should go to the gym in a Mark Smith jersey and just hop on the treadmill.
And then go up like you're going to dunk and just hit the bottom of the net.
Oh, boy, yeah. Wear ankle weights with it. Look at us joking about not being able to dunk.
You're right. Like, yes. I'm the perfect person to do that because all I can hit is the bottom of the net.
Oh, by the way, that UConn athletic backup big man, it looked like he was about to eat the rim on one of those dunks.
Oh, my Lord. Dude.
Wow. I know we're bouncing all over the place.
Jeremiah Tillman.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's fair.
Yeah, Nick's got a good one. Jens Kuyava.
Jens as a good Kuyava one or a bad one?
No. Jens was a good one. Right, he was here with Blob. One. You had Kuyava and Blob. We had like the German connection going.
This probably was before you did like the edits or where they recruits wear the jerseys during the visits. But like, there's probably like an Eric Gordon Illinois jersey out there. That'd be tough.
We're getting the look again from AI.
All right.
Doug Altenberger. He was my Pee-wee soccer coach in second grade. Lindy, that's funny. Doug Altenberger, man, he could shoot. Man, he was part of some big games. Like those back in that day when you didn't have all the Big Ten Network and all this, it'd be like the CBS game of the week and it'd be Illinois and Altenberger. Oh, yeah, those are good times. For Lindy and I.
I like it. All right, yeah, we got to catch a break. I will get back to Wade's question about the number one ranked player in 2025. His family's from, lives in the Boston area, and Illinois was just in Boston, so is there anything to share about that? I don't know. I might. And then we'll talk some baseball. We'll also talk to Joey Wagner before we get out of here. 4:30 to talk some Illini women's hoops. If you want to weigh in, you can. 217-359-2255. This is The Drive.